Well, now to the fight against ISIS. We've talked about the push against the group in Mosul in Iraq. ISIS is also losing its grip on its de facto capital in Syria, Raqqa. ISIS fighters being pushed deeper and deeper into small pockets of that city by U.S. airstrikes and Syrian Democratic Forces. CBS correspondent Holly Williams and her team are the first American television crew to report from inside Raqqa. In fact, they're among the few Western journalists who've been inside Syria. You can see their reporting at hereandnow.org. It's amazing. Earlier this week, as members of her team moved forward, they were spotted by ISIS snipers.
Keep going. Our producer, Omar Abdulkader, had no choice but to make a run for it.
That was close.
They were safe but pinned down by at least two snipers.
And Holly Williams joins us now by cell phone from Kobani on Syria's border with Turkey, about 75 miles from Raqqa. Holly, you were slightly behind your crew when they came under fire. There is great danger there.
Yeah, I was not actually with three of my team members as they moved forward in Raqqa. They were with the Syrian Democratic. We were all with the Syrian Democratic Forces inside Raqqa. Those fighters agreed to take three people forward. So I was not with them. I was about 400 yards back. It was a pretty scary situation for them. They were spotted by at least two ISIS snipers, and they had to make a run for it to take cover.
Well, and it's clear that ISIS is still there.
They're absolutely still there. I mean, the Syrian Democratic Forces, who are America's allies on the ground here in Syria, in northeastern Syria, in the fight against ISIS, are rapidly taking back territory. Last week alone, they apparently took back 17 square miles. But the U.S. also says that there are about 2,500 ISIS fighters left inside Raqqa. And those are the parts of the city that we didn't see when we walked into Raqqa, where there are those fighters who are holed up, as well as tens of thousands of civilians.
And by the way, who are the Syrian Democratic Forces?
They are America's closest partners here in Syria. They are leading the fight on the ground against ISIS inside Syria. They are a Kurdish Arab coalition. There are about 45,000 of them, maybe more by now, and they are about two-thirds Kurdish. And they are dominated by a Kurdish militia group known as the YPG. Now, America is partnering with them because, frankly, they're the most effective force on the ground taking on ISIS. But it's a controversial move on the part of the U.S. because the YPG is very closely connected with another group over the border in Turkey known as the PKK, which is a terrorist group that is engaged in a long-running conflict with the Turkish state.
They're a separatist group that wants to separate from the Turkish state. Well, so what's endgame if you've got these Kurdish fighters primarily fighting to free Raqqa of ISIS? They still turn around and Assad is tightening his grip on Syria. So what's endgame there?
Yeah, I don't think there is an endgame at this point. There might be an endgame in sight to the territorial ambitions of ISIS. Remember, ISIS set up a so-called Islamic State, a caliphate, that extended from Syria all the way across into Iraq, and ISIS is now rapidly losing territory. Pretty soon, I think we can expect it to not control any territory at all. That doesn't mean that we've seen the back of ISIS. I think everyone expects ISIS to turn in to a kind of guerrilla organization, a terrorist group that continues to carry out attacks, but it will no longer do so from its own territorial base. But this is not an end to the Syrian civil war, because remember, the Syrian civil war is multi-sided. We still have the Syrian regime and all the forces that support it. We still have the Syrian Democratic Forces, which are backed by the U.S., and then we still have the Syrian rebels.
And Russia and Iran backing the Assad regime as well. Look, you mentioned the civilians trapped in Raqqa. You may not have been in that moment earlier with your producer, but you walked through the city. We can see you. What can you tell us about the civilians?
Well, we didn't see any civilians. There was gunfire. There was fighting very obviously going on. There were airstrikes pummeling ISIS positions. But we didn't see a single civilian. It was just empty streets, empty houses, and this very battle-scarred neighborhood. some houses, buildings destroyed by airstrikes, others, you know, pockmarked by artillery and mortars.
Well, do you think there are, you know, they are maybe huddled in basements or they're just gone? This is part of the refugee flow.
Yeah, I think in the neighborhood that we saw, which has been very recently reclaimed from ISIS, the civilians have long gone. They're in refugee camps, but by all reports, there are still tens of thousands of civilians inside Raqqa, inside the neighborhoods that are still controlled by ISIS.
CBS News correspondent Holly Williams speaking to us from Kobani, Syria, on the Turkish border after being the first American crew inside Raqqa. And as we said, Holly, one of the few crews in Syria. Please take care.
Thanks, Robin.